New Mexico is one of 11 states that hold a strictly closed primary election. This closed primary process only allows for registered Democrats and Republicans to vote in their own primary election. It does not allow for independent voters to cast their vote in the election. This closed primary election is unconstitutional, according to independent voter and Albuquerque lawyer David Crum, who sued Secretary of State Diana Duran and Bernalillo County Clerk Maggie Toulouse Oliver. Crum is pushing for a semi-closed primary that will include independent voters. About a year after moving to the state, Crum was not allowed to vote in a primary election because he was registered as an independent voter.
It meant more to me to sort of remain independent than to change my voting status just so I could vote in a primary.
Crum and his attorney Ed Hollington both have monitored the rise in independent voters, and Crum says that fact, along with case law supporting open primaries, made it the right time for this lawsuit. According to New Mexico Secretary of State voter registration data, there are more than 239,000 independent voters in the state. That represents 19% of all registered voters.
What we're seeing is that these 250,000 people would rather forego voting in a primary than, you know, calling themselves something that they're really not, which is a Democrat or a Republican. And unfortunately, there are also many, many people who simply register as one or the other, even though they don't want to, so that they can vote. And that's what I think is totally unconstitutional and really just against sort of everything that we say that we believe in this country.
This lawsuit has attracted much attention to the issue of close primaries in the state. Fred Nathan is executive director and founder of Think New Mexico, a statewide public policy think tank. He says allowing independent voters to participate in primaries could increase turnout. According to the New Mexico Secretary of State, only 20% of eligible voters took part in the primary election this year. Nathan says the parties do not have to wait for the legislature to act on this. They can take action.
They can do this by simply changing their party rules.
Nathan added that the parties themselves could unilaterally open their primaries and not wait for the legislature to act, because it may never pass or get tied up in the courts.
There are some constitutional cases that indicate that really these decisions should not be made by the legislature because they would be interfering with the right of free association. And so really it's more for the parties to decide than for the legislature.
Arguments against opening closed primaries have been said to lead to one party telling voters to party raid or support a candidate that may have no shot of winning in the general election. However, Nathan says that both parties have an opportunity to gain voters that they may have lost over the years.
Democrats, back in 1984 when Walter Mondale was running for president, they had 62% of registered voters in New Mexico. Today it's either 47 or 48%. And so by inviting voters back into the Democratic primary, this is an opportunity to market their candidates and to recapture that market share. The Republicans have gone from about 33% to 32%, but they have always really been, at least for the last six decades, the minority party in New Mexico. And so if they were to become the first mover, they might be able to catch up to the Democrats.
Join us next week for the second part of this series on closed primaries, where we will hear from New Mexico's Democratic and Republican parties to learn more about where they currently stand on the issue. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.